So welcome to the meditation today. Let the posture be symmetrical that you've chosen, and in a way alert and relaxation is the state that we're trying to come to with our practice today. So whether you're lying, the chosen position is lying down, which is pretty restful for the body generally. It's quite a supportive way to practice meditation, lying down. The only drawback of lying down is you often fall asleep, which may not be a drawback, maybe it's what you're looking for. If you find yourself getting sleepy, good to open the eyes just to let a little bit of light in. If you've chosen to sit up, that's also a really useful place to journey or begin the space of this relaxation, reflection and meditation process. So you're taking some moments to arrive in your posture. To actually pay attention to how you've arranged your physical body. And in a way that the spine is relatively straight, not rigid, but sort of relaxed if you can. Not turning the head one way or the other, head in the middle ideally. We can practice with the eyes a little open or closed, or do a little bit of both. It's not a requirement to have the eyes closed to practice meditation at all. You can just as well practice with the eyes open. Let's begin by being aware of the tight parts in the body, doing a little scan of your body, feeling the tight parts, feeling the pulsing parts, feeling the soft parts, feeling pressure. So feeling all those sensations that make up a body. And there is pressure in a body. Blood pressure, tension, movement. There's also space. There's also a sense of freedom or lightness. So opening to the whole body, whatever it's communicating to you now. My voice, an invitation to check in with your body. Whether you're more of an upper body person, where your attention's naturally more on the chest and above, or more of a lower body person, maybe you're more attuned to the belly and the pelvis and the legs. What parts of your body are communicating to you now? If you were to turn the ear of your attention to the physical sensations as they manifest for you to feel. In this moment and over time. And what's important is when you check in, is that you're not attempting to feel anything specific. You're really letting yourself be open to the experience as it unfolds in the moment. It's very different to trying to control the experience. You're actually just watching and feeling and opening in a balanced way. Not trying to get away from things ideally, and which we do. We try and move away from uncomfortable sensations, that's for sure, which is natural. We also try and hold on to comfortable sensations, which is natural as well. The practice is just being open to the comfortable and the uncomfortable, and the very much mainly neutral sensations in the body as well, that are not tight, they're not relaxed. There's somewhere in between that you just sort of don't even notice sometimes. So really being open from the top of your head, hair on your head, as much as you can to feel down into the hands and down into your feet. Feeling the parts of your body as they come into attention, whatever part they are, and broadening your attention to a sense of the whole body. Right here, right now, in this moment, and then in another moment, what's here now? Often it's very useful to feel breathing as a physical thing to actually come back to, particularly if you find your mind is very wandery. So what's the quality of your mind that's tuning in? Is it hard to tune in right now? Is it relaxing? Is it welcoming? Do you have a problem with the suggestion, the invitation to feel your body? And checking with your body anyway. What's the emotional tone of your body? What's the background and the foreground tone? Feel what's here. Allowing a quality of beingness to come into being with your body and the experiences of your mind as they come along, moment to moment, and the sounds that naturally come into the ears, and the ears will naturally hear sounds, of course. And you're practicing focusing on each moment and letting go of the moment as well, not trying to hold on to what you notice, but being really present to the flow of sensations in the face or in the shoulder or the sounds outside or your breathing. Making a space for you to feel the whole of yourself, whether it's comfortable or uncomfortable, where you feel sleepy or quite the other way. Maybe you feel quite anxious or restless. Maybe it's a challenge to feel what's here. Then how do you negotiate with that? How do you work with restlessness? Is it possible to touch into the qualities of restlessness if restlessness is here? Or touch into the qualities of sleepiness if that's here? Or irritation? Each moment new, being aware of where your awareness comes to, whether it's through the eyes, even if the eyes are closed, there's light coming behind the eyes, certainly sounds in the ears and certainly sensations in your body. And most of us organically, perpetually think about things. And that's also a thing to focus on. You don't have to be defined on what you think about or feel or listen to. See if you can, moment to moment, show up for life. And let it be that way in that moment if you can. Not trying to push it or pull it or hold on to it or exaggerate it or stretch it. Moment to moment new. Letting go of the tendency to try and control things and let go. Of trying to predict things or work things out or plan for things. The goal is to be in the present moment as it displays itself, moment to moment. And using breathing as an anchor, so if you feel to, feel your breath as a place to come back to. Body's always breathing. I'm not asking you to feel relaxed. I'm not asking you to feel comfortable. I'm asking you to be attentive to the life that's here, moment to moment, and bring a quality of accepting what's here. Which is very, very challenging. Might sound simple, but if you ever try letting the moment be, and the moment's uncomfortable, that becomes the challenge. And then you accept that as the what's here. Or if you find yourself drifting in and out of awareness, that's quite natural, not a problem, just noticing your experience. Whether you've rejected the suggestion of the practice or you're doing your own thing, noticing what you're doing right now, where is your awareness, and how are you working with it? Are you working with it, or are you a slave to your mind? Being open to life, if you can. Feeling your breath, if you choose to, as a place to come back to the body. Being aware of your posture again, how you've arranged yourself, how you are in that posture on this part of the earth, right here, listening to these words right now. Remembering you're not forecasting what's going to happen. You're paying attention to the happenings, the multiple changing life inside and outside, and you're deliberately doing it. It's not a haphazard thing. It has some purpose. There's an attitude that you're bringing to experience which is accepting, a balanced view. I'm not asking you to feel good, I'm not asking you to feel bad, I'm asking you to feel, to pay attention in a gentle way, not to stretch the truth, not to deny what's happening, and not assert what's happening, but just know it's happening in that moment, and being really open to the next moment, moment to moment new. Be in your body, be where you are, allow yourself to be this way. Being one with your experience really means being one with life. Being aware of the mystery of life. In this moment, not the past. And you might start thinking about the past, that's for sure. And most of us try and anticipate what's going to happen in the future. But for a few moments, letting go of the tendency to plan. If you can, let it go of the tendency to judge, to analyze, switch to feel, open. Open to this breath, these sounds, these movements. Sometimes the moment is bumpy. Sometimes the moment is very uncomfortable, quite a challenge to be here. Sometimes you're just unconscious, having a sleep, so engrossed with thoughts and memories and other things that come along, and you don't really know, but you're just getting swept away in the experience. The idea is to be present to the experience. So having two parts, the experience and observing, noticing what's happening as it's happening, with a quality of accepting, paying attention on purpose to the present moment, non-judgmentally, paying attention on purpose to the present moment, non-judgmentally. Or do you have the fault-finding mind here, looking for faults? If it's here, it's meant to be here. Pay attention to it. Can you let go of trying to control what's here? Start to deliberately focus on your breathing and encourage the in-breath to come in and to let the air just fade out of your body when you breathe out. If you can, take some slower breath in through the nose, feeling the belly and feeling the chest up, holding the breath for a moment. And when it's right for your body, just letting the air out through the mouth. Without forcing the air out, just long breath in through the nose, filling belly, chest up, just comfortably, not strongly. Holding the breath even for a moment. Feeling the letting down sensations as you breathe out through the mouth or through the nose. Repeating in your own time, taking some deliberate breaths to breathe in life and know that you're breathing in life. This life, letting your body go as you breathe out. And take some moments again now to not control your breathing, but do a general scan of what you're aware of now, whether you feel more attentive to the environment or less attentive to the environment, whether you feel more embodied, more in your body or more out of your body. Do you feel lighter or heavier to when you first started the practice? Or is there a quality of not knowing any difference or subtle differences? Regardless, you've practiced and that's enough. Regardless, you've participated and that's enough. No need to make things different for a few moments. Acknowledging the effort that you've taken. No one can do it for you. So thank you for practicing with me today. And I'll see you another time. Namaste.